Here's a little something you may remember from the good old days.
I feel so old.
You're old.
You're so old.
I'm so old.
So old.
We're so old.
You're old.
You're old.
Welcome into Senior Moments. Brian Sexton with senior writer John Osier, senior producer Joe Fortunato. And, well, we are right where we didn't want to be.
I think we should talk about the offensive line. Obviously,
we're talking about the eclipse.
Right.
Did you walk outside?
Yeah, what's going on with the sun?
I
hadn't heard about that.
Wouldn't you like to talk to somebody who knows nothing about what's going on today?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, here you mean?
No. About the eclipse. Aren't you tired of it already?
Hey,
this happens all the time, folks. All the time. It just hasn't happened in the age of social media.
Right.
Outside of this room, there's probably nobody within spitting distance that was alive in 1979
right.
that remembers it.
Yeah,
that's how young this building is.
I'm such a non-life nerd that I barely knew the eclipse was going on, but that's just me.
Oh, so you're that person.
I guess I am. I don't watch a whole lot of news.
Just doing your thing.
So, yeah, it's fine.
So, now, if you could turn off the TV, you wouldn't know at all anything about the Blake Bortles, Chad Henne situation.
No, not unless you're on Twitter or reading my emails.
This doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. Let's start at this. This is not where we wanted to be.
We've
seen this coming the last couple of weeks.
I thought, honestly, that you would, I don't say bite the bullet, but that you would go ahead and go with Blake early and see how it went. Just because that's usually what happens in the situation. And I thought there were times that he showed enough where you might want to do that, but they obviously don't have trust in that, or they wouldn't have done what they did on Thursday night. So credit to Doug Marrone for sort of putting his money where his mouth is of, I'm a believer that you got to go earn it. In his mind, Blake had not earned it, and then in his mind, Chad had done enough when he played to make this a conversation.
Well, credit also to Doug Marrone for, after the game, going right to it. Because if he had come out and said, well, we're going to watch the tape and we're going to go back to the evaluation process, and he would have just had an uproar from the fans. It would just have been, really, what did you miss?
Well,
he saw the same things that we saw and said, you know what, there's no point in continuing this thing in the same vein that we're going. Let's change it a bit.
And I think, again, coaches talk, and when a new coach takes over, as Doug did last offseason, you hear the things from them that they want to be. They lay out how they're going to be and how they're going to approach things. And to Doug's credit, his MO, his persona has been the, I'm going to see it and base judgments off of what I see. Sort of gruff, grumbly, old school coach. I don't care where the guy got drafted. We're going to go with who gives us the best chance to win. That's easy to say. And he said it. It's not always as easy to do in practice once the preseason starts, especially the quarterback position, but he was willing to say that and, you know, put up a lot of questions of, well, this isn't ideal, Doug. This is not good in the third preseason game. And his answers to that this weekend were, well, yeah, it's not, but that's where we are, and that's how we're going to deal with it. I'm not going to be blind to it. So credit him for that.
I'm not sure I'd be surprised by anything on Thursday.
No, I wouldn't either.
Chad starts, Blake starts. Between now and then, they decide to go find a veteran quarterback either on the street or with a draft choice somewhere. Nothing at this point, and here's why. Because this team isn't built to be rebuilt. In other words, they don't go spend $30 million guaranteed money on Calais Campbell thinking, well, we'll win in 2019. You know, they don't go and spend the money on Boye and on Barry Church. They don't draft Leonard Fournette with the idea that, well, we're not going to win this year, but we might be ready to win by the time 2019 rolls around. So it's not like you can look and say, well, you know, we've got to wait till the rookie quarterback comes around or a veteran finds their way. Nothing at this point surprises me because they got to figure this out.
And the bind that they're in, and fans will say, well, why didn't they go do something in March? Why didn't they do something in April?
Yeah.
Right. And I get that. I think the bind now is the same as the bind then. And it's why they're in the situation. It's an unanswerable question is there's really not a good option. They didn't love anybody in the draft enough to think this guy is going to come in as a rookie right now and be an upgrade. They clearly didn't like anybody in free agency to say that. They also now don't really like the guys they've got enough, but I think to a man, the people who are involved with the decision would tell you, yeah, this isn't ideal, but ideal wasn't in the quarterback store. You know, so
you're right.
That's sort of when the anger rises in people and says, well, why didn't they do something? That's why. Because there was nobody that they thought was a better option than this. Were they wrong? Perhaps. But that's why.
That's why it made sense to draft Leonard Fournette. Because right. they knew no matter what, they were not going to be able to play with a Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Philip Rivers kind of quarterback. They were going to have to run the ball, play defense, control the tempo of the game,
right.
and ask their quarterback to make good throws,
right.
but not necessarily in terms of quality over quantity.
But don't you think this, Brian? I was not of the school last year, and people think I'm crazy for saying this. I didn't think that last year there was a major regression from Blake from 15 to 16. I understood the numbers, but I wasn't of the belief that the 15 season was a great quarterbacking season. He had great stats, but there were things that made you nervous. There were the constant three and outs. There were the fact that a lot of stuff came late. So I wasn't a big regression guy on Bortles last year. I thought there were accuracy at times, but then by the end he got better. From the last two games of last season, which I thought were solid performances from Blake, no interceptions, I have been surprised that the training camp performance has not been better than those last two games seemed to be. I thought there would at least be that was going to be his starting point and that he would move up and sort of inspire some confidence by playing at least that well, and he didn't. That surprised me. I feel like there's been more of a regression during that time from what I expected than there was last year, and that surprised me because I didn't expect that, and I do wonder if mentally some of the constant pass-by-pass scrutiny, everything, like last week on Twitter, you and I came out of the same practice. I thought I looked good, you thought I looked bad. Probably the day before, it was the opposite. Every throw being picked apart, I wonder if that just didn't get to be a little too much.
To me, he just flatlined through camp, right? I mean, one day good, one day bad. So it evens itself out.
Right.
But we're talking about a guy who notably went to Southern California and worked
right.
with the premier quarterback coaches off of NFL rosters,
yeah.
right? Tom House Academy. And I figured he would come in motivated, prepared, and determined. And I haven't seen any of that.
I'm not so sure that he wasn't all those three. I just wonder if, you know, this is what he is.
Well,
I don't
necessarily. I mean, that's entirely possible.
I mean, I don't think a guy who went out to California wasn't motivated. I mean, I think he was motivated. I think he was determined. I just wonder if the whole. On Thursday night when he talked to the media, I got an email from somebody saying, boy, he looked like it had all just gotten to him. He didn't look very happy. And I'm like, well, he just basically got told he wasn't starting anymore. I wouldn't be doing cartwheels either.
But
at some point, it's been so scrutinized that I do think it's just sort of overwhelming at this point.
I don't need to scrutinize the on-field performance. I mean, I know what I see. I am now left to scrutinize what I hear from him.
Right.
And I say he didn't seem motivated. Okay, I could be wrong. That's me. That's a subjective
right.
opinion. But I base it on, well, I wouldn't change anything. I'm not going to change anything. Nothing changes for me. He has said that over and over and over. Hey, maybe it's a protection mechanism for him where he doesn't want to come out to the cameras and go, well, I wasn't good enough and I've got to be better, and so I'm going to change this, this, and this. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But I've heard that over and over from him. No, I've got this, is what he's basically saying. And it sure doesn't look like he's got it.
No,
so,
and, yeah.
with that in mind, let's move on to the next one. What's the roster look like on opening day? Is Bortles here? Is Henny the starter?
Well,
is Bortles the starter? What happens if Henny goes out on Thursday?
And plays poorly.
And plays poorly. Katie barred the door. I mean, that's the worst case scenario.
Yeah, and I mean, realistically right now, first of all, I don't think it's necessarily as weird as it would be to sit here and say that Bortles could be the week one starter because the ball feels like it's rolling in the other direction.
Sure.
We've seen stranger around here. Then Bortles comes out and plays great on Thursday night, and it's certainly been left open to that.
Well,
Doug
yeah.
has said nothing that couldn't happen. Intrinsically, that feels unlikely. But again,
well, they didn't cut him.
Right, you've seen quarterbacks cut on opening week, so
yeah.
this wouldn't be as weird as that. So
seen it twice.
I guess I'm just saying that I'm not ruling that out as a possibility. I think the ball is rolling in Henny's favor. Clearly, he has looked good in an open practice when we saw him look good last Sunday. I thought he showed some confidence and aggression the other night, things that you want. It seems like the team's responding to him. I'd be surprised if it's not Chad Henny, Blake Bortles, and Brandon Allen in that order. I'd be a little surprised if that's not the opening day lineup, depth chart-wise.
The interesting part is the fans, I shouldn't say the fans,
many
fans, believe that Blake Bortles should bump all the way down to the bottom because you know what he is.
Right.
And that give Brandon Allen, who admittedly threw some nice passes the other night on the practice field. That's what a preseason game is, folks.
Right.
And they think, why not give him a shot?
Yeah, I understand the sentiment. I also understand that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And the tell on that above anything else is, I'm sure you were there 4 days into camp. Doug Marrone made a point of saying, Chad Henne's number two quarterback.
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't really talked depth chart at all, except for that moment.
And the lack of hesitation early in his voice said there wasn't even close.
Yeah, and again, I'm not trying to knock Brandon Allen, but you're talking about two guys on the other side, meaning Blake Bortles and Chad Henne, who have run the offense against one competition. They're veterans. They know the offense. If you keep two quarterbacks, I think those are the two you're keeping. If you keep three, Bortles, Henne, Henne, Bortles, I think Henne's got the lead. You know, that's what it is. And again, we could go off on a tangent and talk Brandon Allen.
Which I don't want to do.
But that is not going to be – the fact that he's not getting reps with the ones this week in a time where they've opened the competition should tell you that he's not one of the top two in the guys' minds who's making the decisions.
And that brings us to my last thought, and that is it doesn't matter with the roster the way it is today who the quarterback is if this team can't run the football.
Well, yeah, and that's – if there was a glaring thing that is sort of topic B, it was that the other night, that they couldn't do it. The thing that I'm hanging my hat on, I do wonder if the run game the other night, you know, they've had a tough training camp by NFL standards. You do wonder if the legs just weren't there. The legs didn't look there on defense. I don't think the defense is going to be as – You know, to coin the phrase they love to use the word fast with defense. Defense didn't look fast the other night. I think this defense will play faster in the season. So something was missing the other night on that. So I tend to think that maybe some of the listlessness, if that's the right way to describe the first half, was probably because of that, and they will run a little better. They sure need to because they can't run the way they did the other night and expect to win anything this year.
You don't draft Leonard Fournette and expect to not be able to run the ball. You draft Leonard Fournette because you need to help your quarterback. You draft Leonard Fournette, and you expect to be able to move it. And they couldn't the other night.
Right.
Now, you didn't have Fournette. You had Chris Ivory. And he missed a hole that I know for certain. And there were holes that were eliminated because Pat Omame didn't play very well on the left side. Of course, he was playing against Gerald McCoy, who stuffed it up. You just wanted to see something that said, okay, we can run. We can run. Second down and six, we can run. Third down and two, we can run.
Now, before we panic, you know this as well as anybody. Preseason running it's often the last thing to come around when you're dealing with a new scheme, when you're dealing with offensive linemen who are learning each other, which are still an element of that. A running is often the last thing to come around. So I guess if people are listening to this and wondering why, okay, tell me, John and Brian, why should we hope this could get better running the football? Those are some of the factors. That's not to say like the other night was good enough. And it was certainly cause for concern for a team that has stated, we want to run and we will be able to run. Well, so far.
All right. Well, we'll obviously be talking about this later in the week, sometime after Thursday night.
Might talk a little quarterback later in the week, too.
You think?
Yeah.
You think that'll ever go away?
Well, not until somebody makes it go away.
Let's hope that somebody makes it go away. John, thanks so much.
Let's hope it happens Thursday, Brian.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Joe, make us go away. Say goodnight.
Good night.